Item number 27, it's a resolution authorizing an appropriation transfer to recognize $120,000 in Federal Transit Administration Enhancement Project funding for the construction of the artistic bus shelter. There is also an amendment on this one.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We have that amendment. And we have one person who would like to speak on this, but after Supervisor Demetriades.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know if you had any questions, committee or Mr. Chairman, but I think you'll be really pleased. We needed some time after a couple months ago when the county executive's office suggested a new funding mechanism from the federal government for the transit enhancement, which is totally appropriate for this type of a bus shelter. In fact, there's very few things that you can use this money for, and it's the 1% program, which I think you're familiar with. And so this was just a suggestion from the county exec's office. We needed some time to go through the due diligence, make sure that it qualified, which is why we have the amendment. And so I'm happy to bring that forward today and ask for your support. And also, at the end of this, once we use this federal money, we won't have a single county tax dollar going into this project. So I just want to make sure I cleared that up for everybody.
Now, there's a total of approximately $180,000 in this fund.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think this may have been an error on my part, Supervisor, because you and I talked about this before when it came to finance and we talked about it. The scope of the original project was for $50,000, and that hasn't changed.
We were granted it.
No, Mr. Chairman. The scope of the project is $150,000,
mm-hmm.
which includes a lot of private money,
mm-hmm.
which is why when the county executive's office suggested this, they suggested the $120,000 because that would match the $30,000 local money.
Okay.
So yeah. the scope has not changed, but basically instead of using $50,000 from the county's money designated for public art, we are now using $120,000 that specifically comes from the Federal Transportation Enhancement Fund.
And I guess maybe I should be some more specific. The original request was for $50,000.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now it's $120,000.
From the federal government.
From the federal government. But the scope of what we were actually trying to implement hasn't changed.
No.
Yes, sir.
And
mm-hmm.
But if we were just had the $50,000, where were you planning on filling that gap to implement this project? Because my concern, and I'm sorry, Supervisor, if I wasn't clear, I know that this money is available and we can use it for other projects, but I thought we were just going to still give you the $50,000 and then whatever group was going to fill the gap
mm-hmm.
would still be there to give their input. And then the rest of the money, the remaining $130,000, could be distributed around the city, maybe even during the downtown area, especially down by the art museum, where we could take
mm-hmm.
leverage this money now that it's available. So I guess the first question is, the original request was for $50,000. There was going to be a $30,000 match. You're saying the whole project was supposed to be a total of $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
So where was that additional $70,000 going to come from if this project had never materialized?
Yeah, it would have. I don't know if it would be appropriate to hand out it was the email that we had received from the county exec's office, as well as the due diligence from the Department of Administrative Services. I don't know if Department of Administrative Services wants to, I mean, they're the ones who did the due diligence and who recommended this as a funding source.
Again, I understand that, but I'm saying
yeah.
aside from that, if we would just had the $50,000
mm-hmm.
plus the 30 match, where was that other 70 supposed to materialize from?
Okay, yeah. It would have been a lot more difficult. It would have had to come from, we already have some funding from the city, obviously, but it would have had to come from the Bayview Improvement District. So they would have had to do a lot more fundraising, and that's a challenge. So I still think, I see your concern, but at this point I did ask the Department of Transportation. There's no other requests for any other shelters, and there'll still be about $80,000 to $90,000 left in this fund. So, and like I said, when I started my first comments, this was an idea that did originate in the county exec's office. We just needed time to make sure. And in the amendment, it also says that as soon as we would get this enhancement money from the transportation fund, of course, we would immediately return back the $50,000 that this county board in 14 people, I believe, or so, thought was a good home for that money. So,
Supervisor DeBoer.
And I apologize if I'm not as familiar with this, obviously, as the sponsoring supervisor. That Federal Transit Administration Urban Area Formula Funds,
if we use 120,000 of 180,000, we'd have 60,000 left, or is it? And what other uses could that fund be used for? Because you're taking basically two-thirds of that fund, and I just want to know where else could that have been potentially used for?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor,
will you please introduce yourself?
Brian Dranzik, Department of Transportation.
Thank you, Brian.
The 5307 urbanized area funds are the formula funds that we receive every year from FTA. The eligible projects that you can use for enhancement projects are things like updating shelters, updating bus signs. We've used it for things like ADA compliance. You can use it for landscaping in certain areas, as long as it's in context with transit. So there's eligible criteria for what these funds can be used for, and we've used them for a variety of different applications in the past.
So what are these funds? Then is this project in competition with other projects that have been submitted, or is it kind of a pool of money that people haven't really asked to utilize so far, and it's kind of...
It's not in competition with any other projects that have been submitted. How it's been used generally in the past is to supplement changeouts for things like faded bus signs, deteriorating shelters. If we have ADA compliance needs in certain areas, we'll apply the funding towards that. So it's gone more along the lines of supplementing the operating program over the years.
Okay. So is this one of the first times then that those funds have been specifically designated by, like, a county, you know, through a resolution by a county supervisor seeking to use it for a specific purpose?
It's the first time I'm aware.
Okay. And I'm not necessarily opposed to this at all. I'm just not clear about, you know, you're kind of setting a new precedent then. So I don't know. Do you think people have been aware of this as a potential funding source for these types of improvements in their districts, or whether... confused? Am I misleading people by my questions?
No. Mr. Chairman, I just thought it would be helpful if we just gave you a little bit of background. The project kind of developed out of what the chairman mentioned regarding the transfer of $50,000. As a part of doing the due diligence for that, because it's a bus shelter, the county had a shelter program, not as intensive as this, but a while back. And so we went in and we looked and see, well, is that still there? So we went and mentioned that there is this option, if she'll choose, to use enhancement funds because it's a requirement based on the 1%. The county had met the 1% requirement previously by the Bag Bike Rack program. I think the appropriation there was like $600,000 or something like that.
Okay.
So you had met it up to that point, and this was a way of kind of adding on to meet the requirement. So we went to the supervisor and said, this is an option if you would like to pursue it. And she's coming forward saying, yes, I would like to pursue it. There's a matching component. The local entity would raise the funds for the matching component. So that's how it kind of evolved.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Roma West, did you have a question?
Supervisor Jabrin actually asked my question. I wanted to know what different projects could be used. These funds could be used for.
Did you have a question, Supervisor Mayor? Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. I am appreciative, and I think we did do a lot of creative things to get projects in our districts, and I think the supervisor has done that. And when I had to try, and this was a little controversial, I got a lot of calls in my office, why are we spending $50,000 of tax money for someone's bus shelter? And I said, well, it's a little bit more than that. You know, bus shelters, I don't know, the usual cost is well under that, but this, my understanding was, and trying to study this to justify some expense, is that this was more than just a little, you know, you see that for two people can sit in. This is a intersection, Kinnickinnick and major intersection.
Lincoln, Kinnickinnick and Howell.
Yeah, where, I mean, you have the businesses there, you have the, So this is a major stopover in a major area, and I thought that was a major reason why this was going to be, isn't this true, much larger than a regular bus shelter, and this is why the expense would be more for that. And I also like the fact, the amendment, that you know, by looking in, I think 20% is a match. We ask, 15-20% most times when we talk about roads and things like this. So, you know, I thought that was quite a leap to try to get, I know it was $50,000 or more from the business associations. I know our businesses, and they're the benefits of this, and I think they should be put some in. So I'm glad, you know, they're going to match the 20%. And then with the amendment, there's no tax levy, so I think this has worked out to benefit. So my only question was about the shelter itself. Is this more than just a shelter? Is there anything else? Wasn't there landscaping with it, and much more than just... So we're saying, because people say we're spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on bus. Well, it's more than just a bus shelter. That was my certainly understanding. Maybe that could be clarified.
Sure. Mm-hmm. May I respond, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes. No, I think you're referring to some of the you know, the fun sound bites that people like to use to try to be negative against something that's very positive. It's beautifying. It's right by the brand new Altera. If you're familiar, if you drive by, you'll see it was a crater before. It's going to bring jobs to the area, the Altera and the other development. And so this takes the whole triangle, actually, not just the shelter. And it's the whole triangle.
That's what I was thinking.
And, yeah, there'll be landscaping. You know, some of the artists' renderings, there was over 20 people that replied. Just do amazing things. Perhaps there'll be some sculptures. It's a really exciting area, and it'll be the missing link to the revitalization, I think, of that area. But yeah, it's definitely more than the shelter.
That's a good point. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I guess just going back to my original response, I'm not against the project. I think it's a good project. It will bring some beautification to the area. I'm just having a difficult time saying the initial request was for $50,000. Now there's other money available, and now the scope jumps another $70,000 when this could really be divided out. We could still give that $50,000. The Bayview bid was supposedly going to participate above and beyond that $30,000, where the additional funds were going to come. We have an opportunity to kind of spread that beautification around, or even give transit an opportunity to use these funds for replacing signs, park benches, or bus benches, or whatever the case may be, maybe some other preventive maintenance. So, I don't know. I guess just because the money's available doesn't mean that now all of a sudden it's like it's free and we just kind of like to start throwing it around. And that's my hesitation with it. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question in regards to the timing of the. When do we have to use this money by before it gets returned to the federal government? How much time is left?
It's an annual requirement of funds that we receive every year. So it's basically ongoing for the projects that we've done. As has been indicated by Das and Mr. Cady, that we have been able to extend funding from time to time into other years. So it's a requirement every year of the funds that we get, but we have some flexibility.
So we're probably at the beginning of that funding process?
When is the beginning and the end of the fiscal year for
that? We have not received the actual letter of commitment yet on the federal funds for 12, but we know what the amount is. We know that we're getting $18.8 million for our urbanized area allotment. So.
Okay. I do share the concern of Supervisor Thomas, because that is a big jump in funding, and I understand that the funding is available, but I also think that there may be a big window there that some other projects could come out of that pot. So, thank you.
We have one speaker who'd like to talk about this, Mr. Aaron Rodriguez. Is he still there? Is. Mr. Rodriguez, if you'd like to come up to the desk and give us your comments.
All right, it's more of an inquiry than it is a statement. I work for El Conquistador newspaper.
Yep.
I have a few questions. The first question I have is the county's public art funds being rescinded because they're actually ineligible for use on the bus shelter.
I would say, I don't know if I should be answering that, or if you said staff answer that, but it just seems like we have an alternative source of funds.
Because it's being returned to the county. Okay.
Mr. Katie, do you have a...
Can I just ask a procedure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir, are you here as a private citizen or as a reporter? Because reporters normally don't ask formal questions of the committee. I still want to get the information to the gentleman, but that's, we normally don't have reporters formally questioning the committee.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to make sure you get your questions answered, but I'm just not sure what capacity are you acting in, sir.
Are you referring specifically to the bus shelters or just a broader?
The bus shelter,
okay.
Specifically.
And, well, we're not using any ARC funds currently with the amendment before, so question is germane to item
well,
number 27.
That's not the question I'm asking, but...
Yeah.
The issue, I think, is that this resolution would rescind the use of the public art monies, so there would be no public art monies. That money would be repurposed for whatever other projects that you feel is eligible.
Did that answer your question?
So you're saying that the funds were eligible, but they're just being returned because you have sufficient funds from the federal enhancement?
Mr. Chairman, yeah. The county board has... the original file to allocate public art monies to this project and it was adopted as a file. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess my second question would be the money that's being left over, you know, obviously the project was initially $50,000 that was requested by the Bayview Business
mm-hmm.
District. Is that extra money going to be kind of floating around in limbo until it's being used for something else?
If the money from the federal
enhancement, right.
I believe that'll stay with MCTS and they'll be able to use it at their discretion, as Mr. Dranzik stated earlier, for new signs and other compliance with ADA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Katie,
I was just going to echo that and say the use of these funds require an amendment to the transportation improvement plan as a resolution outline. Use of the monies for the bus shelter did go to Sewer PAC, and in December, Sewer PAC approved the use of these monies for the bus shelter, mm-hmm. and that incorporated into the transportation improvement plan. So anytime that these monies would be used, mm-hmm. I believe they'd have to be amended into the transportation improvement plan.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for
Thank
the time.
You very much. Okay. Supervisor Burr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If this, one of the problems I have is since I wasn't familiar with this until I read it and it was an addendum, so the resolution doesn't talk about that broader purpose to really fix the triangle. And so I think as people read this, the public reads this, they're going to think that it's $120,000 to make an artistic bus shelter. And I'm wondering if there's any openness to... you know, maybe by board day or whatever, adding some language that makes it clear that it's really a whole triangle mm-hmm. project. Because I think, at least from my constituents, they would have a hard time conceptualizing $120,000 for a bus shelter. So that, so I'm,
and that's
wow.
the scope of the initial
request. As well, because you could conceptualize $50,000 to fix a bus shelter, whether you make it artistic or not, or $20,000 to $50,000, but $120,000 for a bus shelter—that would have to be like air conditioned, you know. So part of it might be that as the public takes a look at that, we might end up running around and getting a lot more trouble from this resolution as far as people's perceptions of it than it really deserves, because it does sound like it's a broader project.
Can I, Mr. Chairman, mention something?
Yes.
I think there's still a lot of question. The scope has never changed. The scope has always been, the reason that it has to be $120,000, and I would only look to the Department of Administrative Services, who did the due diligence and recommended this to us. They recommended this to us as an option. I'm merely using their option. Mm-hmm. And why it needs to be 120 is because of the 80-20 match. It takes the scope of the project, and it's 80%, and then you need a 20% match. I mean, obviously, you could. That was a number that was suggested to us. if you wanted to do a smaller amount, I'm not sure how that would work with the 80-20. I prefer Department of Administrative Services to talk about that. But for me, there was broad support on the county board. I think, like I said, 14 or 15 people for the artistic bus shelter. And there were some people who said, oh, I don't know about the $50,000 in tax money. So now we're going to use the federal enhancement money, which was suggested by the county executive and Department of Administrative Services. That's why we did that.
Yeah, but there was broad support at $50,000.
Right. And I don't even remember how I voted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But again, it was $50,000, not $120,000.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the analysis that DAS did was based on the request that came forward. So the recommendation was based on what we were told the cost was. If there's an interest to change the dollar amount, to change the size, I don't know how that works with the group that is involved. We were not saying that it had to be a particular amount. We were simply going off of what was the original request. If they want to do a different item, they can do a different item. We were simply responding to what the dollar amount was. So if our understanding was the dollar amount was $150, they could have done the match. It would have allowed the county not to have to use the bond proceeds. But if there's a different dollar amount, we're not married to any amount. We were simply doing the due diligence, as we would with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If we come up with an option that we think is better for the county in terms of using bond proceeds, we present that option.
Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor DeBoer.
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I really appreciate that we are not using those other proceeds. But I got beat up for $50,000. I was not going to vote for $120,000 bus shelter. And what I want the supervisor, and I hope this committee do, is go back and get the whole scope and say we are doing some enhancing in this triangle. Business district, it will benefit the people right there. Because if it's $120,000 for a bus shelter, I will vote no, no, no. So I prefer to lay this over, have the supervisor have an opportunity to come back and get this information properly, make sure the committee understands exactly that we are doing, even though there's a bus shelter there, we are doing enhancement. We are creating a business district, working with the business owners, and make it more defined so no one will be thinking that we put $120,000 in a bus shelter. I don't care how you may have all these amendments now, but right now it says artistic bus shelter, and I cannot support that. But I'm willing to give the supervisor and this committee opportunity. I hope they go along with me this layover to make sure that we have the right information in front of us. And that's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Romo West, followed by Supervisor Johnson.
I have a very quick clarifying question, if I wanted to make sure that I understand this point correctly. So basically what happened is Supervisor Dmitrievich brought this project to you. We took a look at the entire project, the Bayview Business Association side of it, everybody who was putting money in, and said to Supervisor Dmitrievich, based on this information, you are eligible, or this project is eligible, for $120,000. So if she would have said, I only need $50,000, that was not an option based on the analysis that you did of the project.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, no, there was a resolution from before that had the $50,000 of the public art money for
right.
the shelter. In that resolution, it asked for DAS to do due diligence.
Okay.
And so that's how it kind of sprung about. Now, this is a part of an overall project, so I don't know whether or not if it's less than $150,000 that'll work, or I don't know, because I'm not involved with the actual scope of work for the overall project. But what I'm saying is that because when we met, the dollar amount was $150,000, and there was an opportunity to use another method in terms of getting the project done,
okay.
It would have allowed the community group to not have to raise as much money. It would have built the shelter as a part of this overall project. So we brought that option over to the supervisor, as we would have done for anyone else. Now, I don't know how that impacts the project, so I don't want to just say you can
okay.
do a smaller amount. It may have a negative impact on the overall project.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was asking because I heard the talk. I heard the 80-20 talk, and so I thought maybe that based on that, the $120,000 is what we were eligible to put into the project.
No, with the Mr. Chairman, if I may,
yes.
The $150,000, my understanding was for the shelter that they wanted to do as part of the project. just doing the math on the 80 and 20,
okay.
the 120 is the 80, and they had already either had commitments or they raised, I can't remember, mm-hmm. supervisor, I think they may have already raised the part that was the 20, so it worked out.
The 30,000.
Okay. So if it's a smaller project from the matching standpoint, it's still, the math is still 80-20.
Okay.
And again, I don't know what that, how that impacts the project overall.
Okay. I am going to support the layover, and I'd like to take it one step further. I don't want to make more work for Supervisor Dmitrievich. And I hear Supervisor Mayo's concern, because I too got a little bit of flack about the $50,000, but I want to say from my perspective that a lot of that came from people who were not understanding of the fact that public art money can only be used for public art, and they thought that we could use that public art money to, you know, expand bus routes or to do, you know, buy buses or to do whatever else, and that's not the case. And so once I explained it to them, you know, if you either use it or you lose it, you know, they were a little bit better with it. I do think $120,000 is a big price tag for a bus shelter, as, you know, as it is on paper here in front of us. But what I'd like is, if possible, to see a rendering of what exactly it is that they're planning on doing, so that we're able to better, to be more supportive of it and to better sell it, you know, to our constituents.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I heard Supervisor Dmitrievich indicate that there's a triangle of land, that possibly some landscaping could occur on that triangle land, so I'd like to know the exactly what is to happen there. Because as supervisors are struggling with what to do about this, they are indicating that they may have to go through may have to explain to the constituents mm-hmm. exactly what this is all about. So I'd like to have that information so we can accommodate the supervisors.
I'm sure she'll bring that back before mm-hmm. Supervisor Dmitrievich. I think everybody here
yeah.
is supportive of the project. I'd just like a little bit more clarity.
Supervisor Johnson, could you tell me what it was you asked to have come back?
Just information on the
project. Information on the project.
Which
okay.
Supervisor Dmitrievich mentioned landscaping, the triangle
right.
as opposed to...
Similar to what Supervisor DeGruyne asked.
Yeah, Supervisor, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So on the layover, Mr. Chairman, yeah. did you want to lay over the amendment that was accompanying it?
As well,
yes.
Everything.
So on the layover, Madam Clerk.
Supervisor DeGruyne.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
From OS?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to lay over the item approved 6-0.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.